Biscuit Babies, what is happening? It's me, the host, William the Biscuit Bartram, and today is a special episode for the Bean Pot 2019. I got my very good friend LT on the show today. But yeah, we'll get more introduced into him. He's been on the show before. Very excited to go over the coverage this Monday afternoon with the championship game being tonight against Boston College and Northeastern. Before we get into that, I want you guys to go to hairlessapeinc.com, take a peruse around, look at some of the information they have on the website, maybe pick up some of the books that they recommend that you read to help you start living a better life today. And if you're feeling like wearing a shirt, use the promo code BISCUIT10 at checkout. Save yourself 10% off. Best shirt I've ever worn, swear to God. So comfortable. They're the best. Sam Burns, owner, is amazing. You can listen to his episode on the Biscuit. And again, check out Hairless Ape Conspiracies at hairlessapeinc.com. Also, go over to parkersplatoon.org. That's Scott Parker, Stanley Cup champion, Scott Parker, and his family's nonprofit organization to help one veteran at a time. Head over to parkersplatoon.org and see how you can help today. And we, the Biscuit, are presented by hockeyfights.com. That's hockeyfights.com, where you go to watch hockey fights. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew, long and thick, Johnson.
Now Probert, Probert's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate, and down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt!
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky, some loser Bobby Orr's.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the Biscuit. It's the Biscuit.
Damn it! The school regulation size of one!
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some badness fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
All right, Biscuit Babies, as promised, I'm joined by Long and Thick himself, Drew Johnson, a writer for All Beard, No Teeth, also covering the Bruins and college hockey. Jesus Christ. I just had a fucking guitar fall out here in the studio.
Say,
holy.
It sounded like a guitar.
It's one of my kids. It's like a little fucking like 4-year-old guitar. Jeez, I about shit. That scared the fuck out of me. Anyway, and you also write for thehockeywriters.com as well, right, Drew?
Yes, that's right.
And you've had a pretty busy year this year writing. You got credentials, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been following BU, covering them from the press box. That's been a lot of fun.
And how's that experience gone? It's your first year with the Creds, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
fucking big
really
time,
exciting.
Man.
Yeah, it's been really exciting, especially I really like college hockey, so I figured, it was a great way to throw my hat in the ring while, taking classes in school. The games are on the weekends. It's been perfect.
Yeah, it really does fit perfectly, with the student schedule, because, what we're going to do on the weekend anyhow, besides go catch the games – either way, so now you get to go in, sit in the press box, and do a little writing as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best seat in the house to see a hockey game is from up high, I think, right on the center ice, and going to the locker room and press conferences and stuff. It's been great.
So you are a student at BU?
No. I just live a short drive away from the city, and BU has such a prestigious program that, I decide they'd be a good team to cover.
Absolutely, man. Do you get, school credit for being in there and writing for them? Is that, something that goes towards your college?
No. It's just purely on the side for experience and to help out the hockey writers cover a league we haven't really given too much attention to in the past. Just kind of hoping to grow the coverage on the site.
Now, that is a thing about college hockey. It doesn't get a whole lot of love, especially outside of, where you're located in Boston and in Minnesota. It kind of falls by the wayside. Why do you suppose that is?
I think it's really just not as publicized as much. It's hard to catch games. rarely are they on TV.
Yeah, that's,
you can catch
that's
a stream from some of their websites, but I think that's a big part of it. Also, in the past, you know, a lot of prospects are coming from the Canadian junior leagues, but you know, that started to turn around quite a bit. They had a really high percentage in the last few drafts from the NCAA, so I think that's starting to turn some heads. I hope it keeps steamrolling into them getting a lot more attention. Because you're right, some, I think in a lot of states, you know, outside New England and Minnesota, as you mentioned, you know, it kind of just falls by the wayside.
I mean, dude, there was a gap from where I was watching Steckel and Umberger at Ohio State until Zingle and Jardine were there that I didn't even pay attention to hockey, and it's an hour away from my house. I think it is that you kind of forget about it just because it's not on TV. It's not, you're not catching highlights on the, like, ESPN for damn sure, as compared to like college football, which is, you know, a $1 billion business. But the last few years I've been trying to pay more attention to it. Like you said, I think it is because there's a lot of prospects flowing out of there now, and it's good to pay attention to it. When you have, you know, a lot of guys being successful from college, you know, like Johnny Gaudreau and some of those boys that are just killing it up there, that it really helps college hockey.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the best things about college hockey, too, is just how exciting it is because, you know, you have some skilled guys who are NHL prospects, and you just have guys that are, you know, good enough to play in Division One and are probably just going to move on in life from there, not in the pros. So, you know, there are games that can just be wild, high scoring, can go either way. There's blowouts, there's low scoring grindouts. It's really unpredictable. Even if you have like a top 10 ranked team going against an unranked team, you never know the outcome. I mean, we saw that in the bean pot with BC beating Harvard. Harvard right. was a ranked team. BC is having a subpar year below 500. And anything can happen.
Yeah, that's – and the rivalries kind of flow into hockey as well. I mean, it's inevitable, really. You know, when Ohio State and Michigan play or Notre Dame plays, you know, Michigan, it still has those feels from basketball and football. I don't know why, you know, some of the smaller programs don't have – because if you're at school, you're probably getting tickets for almost free. I think if students would start to go a little more, it should have that atmosphere of like a college basketball game because, one, the sport's better, and two, they're smaller arenas. It really could get nuts in there. I mean, you see it at Compton when Notre Dame plays. It's a fucking madhouse in there, especially with the bands playing and everything.
Yeah, definitely. I was a student at Quinnipiac University for a couple of years, which is a huge hockey school because there's the other sport there is basketball, basically. You know, it's their big sport. Hockey's the prime one. I think at a lot of schools you see these really big basketball teams and football. Football's probably the biggest college sport out there in terms of viewership, in terms of you know, attendance.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, as you said, basketball is probably real close behind. But, yeah, because of that, I think hockey falls off a bit at the college level. But, yeah, I mean, I find hockey to be the most entertaining sport to watch. So, you know, I hope it can get some more traction now.
Yeah, and, well, it's good now that, like, maybe I just missed it, but like the bean pot's on TV tonight. I have DirecTV. I'm able to watch it because I have that, whatever, it's like Northeastern Sports Network or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, New England Sports
yeah,
Network.
Yeah, that's yep. it. Yeah, and that channel is quite amazing for even high school hockey. Like they're doing like something on this afternoon where they're playing, you know, prospects from high school hockey, which you just don't find anywhere else. So New England is huge for the sport, and this tournament in particular is just massive. Like you said, Boston College has kind of had, you know, a shit year, and it doesn't matter when it comes down to this because this is like it's like a Super Bowl, really.
Yeah, you know, it's for a trophy, it's for bragging rights, but, you know, it's huge. It's so historic, the bean pot in the city of Boston. This is their 67th year. It always draws a crowd, especially the final game. If you watch, you know, the seats will probably be nearly full. It's such a big event. And especially because it's really the only hockey going on. The Bruins don't play either of the Mondays.
Right.
So all the attention is on that. Nesson has two channels, and a lot of the time it's on their secondary channel, college hockey, throughout the season. But, you know, this is a prime time slot on that network. So, you know, everyone in New England kind of pays attention to it.
Is the championship game at the Garden then?
Yeah. But all the games are at the Garden. Nice. Which all is really cool. So, you know, Celtics are out of town, Bruins are out of town, and so it gets its front and center.
Now, how do they decide the games? Is it randomized or is it by rank the first, you know, the first Monday games?
You know, I'm not 100% sure how they decide that. It seems like it's based on rankings because, you know, Northeastern was facing BU, a ranked team versus a non-ranked team, and same with Harvard and BC, a ranked team versus a non-ranked team. I'm honestly not 100% sure how that's decided, but I would suppose it's that.
And why – do you know why a bean pot? Like, what is Boston and beans? Like, what is the whole correlation there?
Beantown.
I know, but like,
that's what it is.
but why? They don't grow beans in Massachusetts, do they?
Boston baked beans.
Yeah, those are.
Nah, I don't know. I have no clue. But you know, we're known as Beantown.
That is true, but no.
I think that's about the extent that I know.
But nobody knows why. I love it. I'm sure there's a fucking reason, but I don't know it either.
It must go way back when it was first colonized or something.
For sure. Are you going to be at the game tonight, or are you going to be watching at home?
Unfortunately, I'm not, but I'll definitely be watching at home. Definitely going to sit down and watch the whole game. Sometimes I'll watch a few games when they're on Nesson in passing, but definitely going to be paying attention to this one.
Yeah, this is definitely one sit down, pay attention. Like you said, I've caught some in passing too. Like, you know, Harvard will play whoever, and I'll put it on and, you know, maybe do some emails and shit like that. But this is where, you know, I'm going to have the computer closed and really kind of focus in and watch it, you know, unless my family ruins that for me, and then I won't be. So going into the tournament, dude, for whatever reason, I root in this tournament for at least the last few years. I like the Terriers. I've liked their prospects that they've had, and I kind of root for them going, you know, into the tournament. That game, you know, with Northeastern this year was fucking awesome. And Northeastern has a shot to go, you know, back to back here coming into the game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. That game with Northeastern BU was really entertaining. You know, overtime can't get much better than that.
Right.
In hockey.
Overtime at the bean pot, too, man.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Northeastern's been so explosive this year, and with BU, you know, I've been covering them throughout the season, and they've been so up and down, so streaky. They've had a good start to the second semester, but still they've been a bit streaky, and, you know, they kept up with them. You know, going into it, it could have definitely been a blowout just with how explosive Northeastern's offense has been. You know, usually when they get a goal in the first period, they just score in bunches. They're up 3-0 before you know it. But, you know, BU is playing some good defense. There was one mistake early on defense, but they kind of learned from that and put their hands down and kept skating, you know, and it made for a great game.
Yeah, and BU's fell victim to two. A lot of their prospects are getting drafted and, you know, going up to the NHL. And if you think of some of the guys that would have stayed down there, they'd be nigh unbeatable with some of the guys playing, you know, Brady and Ottinger and some of the other guys that, you know, really could just kill.
Yeah, definitely. Losing Tkachuk was huge for them, I think. You know, if he had gone later in the draft, you know, to a team that was already really talented, and maybe he wouldn't be getting so many minutes. Right. He might have decided to stay, but of course he went to Ottawa, who can use all the help they can get. And so he's actually getting good minutes and consistent minutes in the NHL. So, you know, I think it was a good decision for him. Obviously, BU would have rather him stay.
But. Yeah, I definitely couldn't blame the guy to go get paid money. And like you said, he was looking at, you know, potentially being on the top two lines if he did well, which he's done very well this year.
Yeah. That's definitely better for his development. It's all about minutes if you're going into the NHL right away, young. So, you know, if he was playing on the fourth line there, maybe he would consider staying to play top line minutes at BU, which I think would be a little better for his development. But, you know, it might be getting to a point too where it was just not challenging enough for him, and that also plays a factor in your development.
So
I think it was ultimately the right decision for him, but obviously BU would have loved to have him back. I think it would have you know, had a real big effect on how they're doing this season.
Who's shining for you as far as Boston is, you know, having the up and down season that they are? Who's sticking out to you as you've, you know, seen more games of theirs than probably anyone else?
Joel Farabee, 100%.
Oh, he's a stud.
I think, you know, everybody on that team has been a little streaky, as I said, but Farabee's, you know, he's there. He has a good game almost every single night. It's amazing to watch him play, you know, first round pick for the Flyers.
He was on the junior team, wasn't he?
What's that?
Was he on the national junior team?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he had a hell of a turn. He's a stud.
Yeah, no, he's so big, but so agile. I can't count the number of times I've seen him just skate down the wing and let a shot go. It's amazing. Even if it doesn't go in, he gets a scoring chance just by himself. And he's a great playmaker, too. He plays on Bobo Carpenter's line. He's a senior there, well-known around Boston, if you pay attention to college hockey here. And he had a great compliment for him. I forget what the quote was, but he said along the lines he's never seen a player see the ice so well, which I think is a huge compliment from Carpenter, you know, knowing how many great players have been through the program there during his 4 years there. I think that really tells you how great Farabee has been.
Absolutely. And it's, you look at some of the better prospects that are coming up. I think that's why Philadelphia is kind of selling right now, because they've got a lot of young dudes. If you look at any national team, it's like, oh, half the team's fucking Flyers guys. So,
you know,
adding Farabee in the next couple of years is not going to hurt that team at all. So I, when you're having a kind of a subpar year, it's, you know, why not sell some of these guys that you might not be able to afford and pay some of these other guys with entry level contracts and, you know, start over again, really?
Yeah, for sure. I think Farabee might be considering moving on next season.
I think it'd be about time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, like with the Tkachuk situation, you have to look at what kind of minutes you're going to get. And I think, you know, it's been a disappointing season for the team, for BU as a whole. So I think that's a reason for him to, you know, move on perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. And then, you know, you mentioned the Harvard and Boston College game, really just a crazy upset, and like why you played the tournament, because you got a team in Harvard who, you know, has had huge wins over, you know, a school you went to in Quinnipiac, and, you know, number 9 Clarkson too. And they've had some really good wins. And I mean, 11-6 record, it's not too hateful, and doing well in the conference. And, you know, you don't play well, and, you know, Boston College does play well, and that's how you don't make it to the championship.
Yeah, no, Harvard, you know, they had a pretty good game. You know, they outshot BC. What amazed me was how many power plays occurred during that game, but Harvard was 0 for 4 on the power play, and BC was 0 for 5. The whole game, you know, was decided at even strength despite that. You know, each goaltender really showed up, too. I think all the goaltenders in these first two games of the tournament really showed up. Both games were really big goaltender battles.
So they'll have a third-place game tonight, right, too, won't they?
Yeah, a consolation game between Harvard and BU.
Who do you like in that?
I'm leaning towards Harvard just because of the talent they have.
Right.
Of course, they're ranked, but, you know, that aside, BU's just had such an up-and-down season. You know, I think them being able to compete and keep up with Northeastern, almost win that game, you know, push it to overtime is a huge confidence builder. But, you know, I think Harvard might have it. Yeah, I'm thinking Harvard. I think it will be a close game, though. I'm not expecting a blowout at all. But it should be a good game, but I really do think Harvard will pull out, especially with Adam Fox. I don't know if you've seen him, their defenseman, an amazing playmaker, absolutely amazing playmaker.
He was part of a trade to go to Carolina this year, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Because I think he was with Calgary, and then he went over in the Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah, he was drafted by Calgary.
And so. he is going to be a monster in the NHL.
He is
a fucking stud.
Yeah, amazing offensive defenseman. You know, seeing him on the power play throughout that game against BC, even though couldn't come up with anything, just an amazing playmaker, amazing power play quarterback. Definitely someone you want on your power play.
Oh, for sure. He is the new NHL defenseman. He is the prototypical. I mean, that's anybody would want him as a prospect in their organization, I feel. And it, when he does make the call up, I wouldn't even suggest, you know, if people have deep fantasy leagues, picking a kid up like that. Because if he gets, you know, any power play time at all, or and gets, you know, minutes, he's gonna, like you said, he can quarterback. He's very offensive minded on that spot, and that's absolutely, that's what's working in the NHL.
Yeah, definitely select him in a keeper league for sure if you're playing fantasy hockey and he comes up. He just blows me away, honestly. You know, 24 assists in 22 games, another 7 goals added to that.
Right.
That's nearly a point and a half per game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, just amazing. He plays good defense, too. I mean, he has the whole package.
I would expect Harvard. I think we know what we're going to get out of Harvard tonight. Harvard's been Harvard. You know, they lost a tough game. And I think, you know, you mentioned Boston goes up and down. So if Boston shows up, I think you have a close game. And I think Harvard edges them out. I do. If you get, you know, Boston not showing up, I think Harvard might be a little pissed off, you know, after losing that game to Boston College, and it could get nasty. But it's also, again, it's, you're at the bean pot, so everybody's going to be going hard. But I agree with you. Yeah. I think Harvard's going to etch that one out, and I hope Boston shows up, and I hope it's a good close game. And yeah, but I agree with you. I think Harvard's going to take that one as well.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of the games this year be decided at even strength. I think this one's going to be decided by special teams. You know, if Fox in that power play can really get going against BU, they'll pull ahead. But BU's had a decent penalty kill this year. They have a lineup of great defensemen, too. David Ferentz, Dante Fabreau, Chad Chris, and Cam Crotty, all NHL prospects, you know, coming up the pike. And it really depends on how they show up. Like I said, they've been so streaky. So it really depends on what BU team we see today.
I think Adam Fox goes ham bone, gets 2 goals tonight, and wins in overtime. Adam Fox goal. Check it out.
All right.
And the championship game, the reason why you played Northeastern versus Boston College, it's going to be a barn burner. It's, you know, as big as it gets for Boston hockey. Everybody's fucking pumped. You know, I'm kind of hopping on the fucking bandwagon, man. I think I like Northeastern. I especially have to say that they're going to win because Colton Saucerman was on the show a few weeks ago. He's an alumni of the school. Don't want to disrespect him. So I think you're going to see Northeastern raise the bean pot back-to-back seasons. What do you think?
Yeah, I can see it happening. I think the first period is going to really dictate the game. I mean, it does usually, but really in this game, because like I said earlier, Northeastern can blow up in the first period. If they score, they often score in bunches early in the game. So, you know, if BC can survive that first period and keep it tied going into the second, then we really have a game on our hands. And I think from there it can go either way. But, you know, if Northeastern can really get that lead in the first, that's going to be huge, and I think they definitely win it from there.
Any names that we should be looking for in that, in those games, whether it be from Northeastern or from Boston College, anybody that you like particularly from those squads?
Well, we already mentioned Farabee and Fox for BU and Harvard, respectively. In terms of BC, I think you got to keep your eye on Oliver Wahlstrom, who also was drafted this past year. He's had a really iffy season. A lot of people are kind of underwhelmed by his performance, 7 goals and 6 assists in 23 games. But, you know, he had a 3-game point streak, I believe, the past couple of games. It was stopped in their last game. You know, if he can come up big, then I think that's where you see BC edging him out. Also, Graham McPhee is also someone to look at. Though he hasn't had a great year, he's a big name there. In terms of Northeastern, Tyler Madden, who scored the overtime winning goal.
Yeah.
He's definitely someone to watch. A Vancouver prospect, I believe.
Was he? Did he do the Snow Angel? Was that his selling?
Yeah, that was him.
That's fucking funny.
I think that went more viral than the goal itself.
Yeah, I think so too, dude. And, you know, you mentioned Wahlstrom, and sometimes you're going to have, maybe it's, he's fallen case to that, you know, the competition being, you know, he needs a push up. I believe he was on the national team too. And, and he's a hell of a goal scorer, man. He really is. And like you said, if he turns on, there's not many people that can stop that guy.
Yeah, no, he's such a talented player. It's been a bit of a surprise that he hasn't been as consistent. You know, I kind of expected him to be putting up Farabee numbers, who has 10 goals and 15 assists in 26 games. But, yeah, he's definitely been streaky. He's gone stretches of not scoring, you know, 4 or 5 games in a row, and then he scores in bunches from there. I really hope he can turn around here in the last leg of the season. And, yeah, look for him tonight. Big game. Possibly BC's biggest game of the season, considering how the rest of their season is going.
Right.
Definitely not looking to be in the running for the Hockey East Championship or anything like that. So
no, they'd have to catch fire, really, right at tournament time for that.
Yeah, so this could be his biggest game of the season, so look for him. But also the two goaltenders, Joseph Woll and Caden Primeau, definitely guys to look at. Both are NHL prospects. Both were on fire in those first games. And really, all season, Primeau has been really good. Woll has been good in the past. Obviously, BC's had an up-and-down season, so their Woll stats there aren't as great. But, you know, he's still a great goaltender, can still steal games for his team. So definitely watch them. It could be another goaltender battle if it's close.
Where's Caden at?
He's a Montreal prospect.
And he is the son of Keith Primeau. He is phenomenal. He has really just gotten better and better and better. I wouldn't mind a goalie fucking battle, man. I don't mind a close hockey game and a low scoring hockey game.
Yeah, no, not at all. Those are sometimes the most entertaining. Honestly, I really like that. I mean, a shootout is also fun, but, you know, anything but a blowout. I would really like to see a close game here. It could be a blowout, like I said, if Northeastern can get going early, but I really hope it's a close game. I wouldn't mind another 2-1 game.
So what's your final call in the championship game? Who do you think's got it?
You know, I want to lean towards Northeastern, but I'm having a feeling that it's going to be a close game and BC just, you know, pulls ahead with a goal late in the third, last 10 minutes. I could see this going to BC. It could definitely go either way. I know Northeastern's more the favorite, but I got to go with the underdog here.
Ooh, I like it, man. I'm gonna go the opposite and go with Caden Primeau and the Northeastern Huskies, man. And I think he's just going to go lockdown mode, and I think it's going to be a low scoring event. And I think do they have an MVP of the tournament?
Yes, they do.
It's going to go to Caden tonight. Shutout.
Yeah.
1-0.
Yeah. Right. I like it.
1-0 Northeastern. Shutout by my man.
I like it. I can definitely see it going that way. Like I said, I just kind of have a feeling that it's going to go to the underdog, especially seeing the way BC was able to hold out against Harvard.
It's hard to win the Beanpot twice in a row, man.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know,
yeah, the last 4 years, it was the four different teams won it. So
yeah, you can't beat that. And it's like you said, the Boston College has really probably got more invested, if that's possible, just because it's kind of been a dark season, or, you know, a less eventful, and besides potentially making a run in the Hockey East tournament, which, you know, that's slim to none chances on that. But dude, I wouldn't hate a Boston College victory tonight. And I hate Boston College because I'm a Notre Dame football fan, and it seems like every couple of years they shit on my life. So, but yeah, dude, I wouldn't hate that at all. I just hope it's going to be an entertaining hockey game. And, I really think everyone should tune in. Is it streaming anywhere that you know of that people can watch if you don't have DirecTV or cable or anything?
You can look towards some of the schools. Some of the schools might have a stream, at their EDU websites or their athletic websites. I just know it's on NESN. That's how I'll be watching.
Me too.
You could also look around on NCAA's website and see if maybe they have something.
Yeah, and your best shot is to get on Twitter before the game, and someone's going to have a fucking link to something for you, because that's what Twitter's good for.
Yeah. Yeah, Twitter's good for some things, but definitely not for others. But that's one of the good things.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Well, dude, I appreciate your time, man, and really insightful stuff. I'm really proud of the work you've been doing, and I'm glad you could find time to come on and preview the game. When does the puck drop tonight at the Garden?
The consolation game, I believe, is at 4:30 or 4. I know the championship game is at 7:30, though. That's definitely – you want to tune in for that.
Is the consolation game on TV?
Yeah, the consolation is also on TV on NESN. And like I said, if you check out the schools or the NCAA's website, there's a chance you might find a street.
Hell yeah,
no
man.
No promises, but there's a chance.
Well, tell the Biscuit Babies where to find you, man. I know that you know, you're a great follow on Twitter, so they would be remiss not to follow you on there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely find me on Twitter, DoobSchmoob, DoobSchmoob. and I always get comments on that name. But also at the Hockey Writers, obviously, my writing is there. But yeah, best way to see my writing is probably Twitter and my takes and just the weird stuff I tweet.
What articles are you doing for All Beard No Teeth? Just little college things here and there?
Yeah, I've been doing articles here and there. With the credentials, I've mainly been focused on that recently. But, you know, hopefully going to be writing a little bit more there. I'm a friend of Griffin's over there who runs it. So.
And that website's been doing awesome, man. They've really got a good group of writers, you know, working over there.
Yeah, definitely. And they're covering all sorts of league. You know, obviously they got the NHL covered, but you know, they're covering a lot of the Canadian juniors, and of course, them being based in Ireland, they're covering the UK leagues as well. So definitely a lot of well-rounded coverage over there. Definitely check them out, allbeardnoteeth.com.
And you're on Instagram too, I believe.
Yeah, it's more of a personal thing, but
yeah, so don't fucking look them up on there. Don't
follow you. Get a little glimpse of my life there. It's mostly been watching hockey and skiing lately. But
and everyone listening, do me a favor and tweet him tonight and just hashtag LT.
Oh God, dude, you seriously have? There's members of my family that are now like calling me that. We have like a group text with a lot of the guys in my family just, you know, watching Boston sports and stuff. But I get called that once in a while, and it's thanks to you. So
yeah, you're welcome, bud.
Oh God.
Oh, Drew, man, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on, and yeah, let's just hope for some good hockey games tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all you can hope for. Without a stake in one of these teams, just gotta hope for a good game.
Fucking A, man. I appreciate you, bud.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, have a good day.